Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound. Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, Mighty Mouse will join the fight. On the sea or on the land, he gets the situation well in hand.
So though we are in danger, we never despair, 'cause we know that when there's danger, he is there.
He is there on the land, on the sea, in the air. We're not worrying at all, just listen for his call. Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Listen for his call. Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
Hey, welcome to PWA Radio. This is episode 15 of the Great Big Podcast Radio Show, where we're allowed to say fuck and cunt and bitch and any other words you want to use. There's not real any rules here. There's no FCC on the internet. This week, we've got former Intercontinental Champion and former contender to the PWA Tag Team titles that he never actually won, Mark McNasty.
And current PWA World Heavyweight Champion, thank you.
For like another week and a half. We've also got former World Champion, former President, former Book of the Month Club member, Chameleon.
Hey, guys.
Wow, that was delayed. All right, so
I was trying to figure out what book it was I was reading.
you're not a member of the club anymore, doesn't it?
Oh, that explains the delay then, doesn't it?
Yes.
I was reading something else, but I'll get to that later.
Okay. Well, as I just explained to all of you, that you'll never hear unless I repeat it, which I'm about to do because I the recording.
Just stop and go.
Yeah. We're gonna have a short show this week. And the reason why is because I was delegating some of my authority. I was really mentoring little Mark McNasty, and I thought maybe he could take some responsibility for the show and give me a break for a week. So he sat down and he worked on it for a good solid month, I would think, and he came up with a plan for this episode 15. Which was supposed to be, you know, the big Mark McNasty episode, and he sat down and he drew charts and diagrams and flow charts, and it was all on construction paper and color pens, and crayons, and something just bit me. And
without the pie chart.
No, let's leave your mom out of this. And so he came to me.
That doesn't even make sense.
Well, you just talked about pie, and then I'm thinking about your mom, and sorry. And yeah,
I caught on to it right away.
I have to explain that shit, but with Mark around, you kind of have to, and it sucks all of the fun out, kind of like his mom. And so anyway, he came to me with the plan for episode 15. He's like, Rob, can I do this? Can we have the big BWF retrospective show and the big RXW welcome, you know, branch of friendship.
Look, Rob, I'm just going to be blunt. This is not my fault that David Blazenwing has to be an ass. We send invitations, we send fruit baskets, and the guy just ignores us. He won't even, you know, politely say no. The PR people don't hear anything from him. All we get is a return to sender stamp on the fruit basket we sent with a couple apples missing out of it. That is the kind of person that David Blazenwing is.
That makes me sad. Were they like red apples or green apples?
Both, actually, and I think a few gold apples.
I thought he would keep the bananas, actually.
Yeah, you know, to stuff his pants.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so maybe we'll have them on. But yeah, so basically what it amounts to is I had to try and book some guests at the very, very last second. Nobody was available. And so, you know what? That means that you've got some free time this weekend, which means you can surely do something for the PWA. I don't know what that is, but you could send us a fruit basket. I like fruit. But, you know, apples.
Oh, you are a fruit, so.
We'll talk to the Kumquat Kid for you then there.
No, we don't mention him ever on the show, ever.
Well, you don't. You can't pronounce it.
I can. You know what? I can pronounce
it. Come on, Rob. Kumquat Kid. You can say it. Enunciate.
No, I'm not going to say it. I know I can say it. We've chalked this up. Nina, whoops.
Yep.
There we go. You know, a female and I were talking, and we've chalked this up to regional variances in pronunciation. Like some people say envelope, some people say envelope, some people say that guy can go to fucking hell. And that's what I say, and we're just not going to talk about him on this show. So, let's...
You have issues.
What?
You have issues.
I
think that I'm going to feel so bad when I retire you that I might just seriously have to send you to therapy. And maybe while you're there, since the therapist is eventually going to get the idea that he can't help because your ego is so thick he could drown in it, maybe he'll just eventually help you with your enunciation of Kumquat Kid.
I got lost there. Can you say that? No, don't say that again.
Yeah, are you saying Kumquat or Kumquat?
I'm pronouncing it like it's pronounced, Kumquat Kid.
Yeah, so you're not really, you're kind of slurring it all together there, Atlanta. So let's break it out. Is it like .com, or is it like what I do on your mom's face? Because I'm confused.
It's like what I did in your sister's mouth last week.
Well, see, you just took my joke and you twisted it. Can't you come up with something of your own?
All right, it's what you did in the toilet last night.
So it's the vomit kid? I don't understand, because I don't – that's – and by the way, that is – if anybody's listening, that is the typical reaction after a night with Mom McNasty. So it's not a pleasant experience whenever you're sober. Okay, so nobody's really going to fess up to how to pronounce his name. So maybe we'll have him on the show, but I doubt it. So we had some events tonight. That happened. Did anybody watch them? I watched them. Anybody else?
This is ridiculous. You ask that every week. We're at the show. We're performing in the show, and you're asking if we watch it?
Well, yeah. You got to know. Do you know what happened besides your match? Of course, it happened in
here and there.
Okay, fine. I mean, I've got it on my DVR. I got the Sling Box, and then I stream it to my laptop, and so I can watch the whole thing and commercials and all this kind of stuff. I like to know what's going on in the PWA.
That's spread.
Yeah, actually, that was a lie. That was all a horrible, horrible lie. I don't really give a shit at all. But here's what happened. So we start off, we got Rampage, and
actually, we got Chaos, in a way.
On Rampage. Yeah, so this week we had the Chaos was at the beginning of Rampage. It was the Potluck Battle Royal.
Possibly the worst name for a match in PWA history.
It made me hungry. I'm not going to lie. I was hungry.
I could have gone for some beef stew, to be honest.
Yes, I was thinking pot roast, but yes, whatever. That just sounds damn fine right now. But actually, the show starts off with we got Matthew Engel, we got Dead End Kane, and Gregory Price. They've all got Masters of the Armageddon shirts are on. You know, did you know that I used to be in the MOA, Mark? Were you aware of that?
I've heard such tales.
Yeah, who the fuck cares is what I say.
Exactly.
But anyway, they opened the show, and... apparently, Gregory Price is no longer with Corey Lazarus. Did you know that, Mark McNasty?
Yeah, I knew that about a week ago.
All right. Well, I didn't, because I really don't care about what Corey Lazarus has to say or do. So they talk a little bit, and Corey's not all too happy about the way things went down. But anyway, so what happens is we go from there, we go to our big potluck dinner. Battle Royal. and with cheese. So everybody that was not booked on a match for Rampage was in the Battle Royal, and it was a lot of exciting. What do you have to say about this, Chameleon?
It was short.
Oh, there you go. And the winner was?
The winner was Jamie Flynn, and my brother has determined that, well, you see, it was for a random title shot. It was basically up in the air. And I guess Jamie Flynn has officially earned an Intercontinental title match against Matt Engel at A Farewell to Arms.
Well, for being random, that's pretty convenient, don't you think?
That is convenient. You know what would have been amusing to me?
Conveniently random.
It would have been amusing to me is if this was for a title shot at the defunct internet title.
That would have been random.
That would have been random. Or like a title shot at the RXW World title. That would have been hilarious.
Or the Women's Championship. That would have been quite interesting to watch.
Yes. Yes. Or the Hot Dog Championship that we have. That's an unofficial backstage thing, though, that we just do to kill some time before the show.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, I would say for the Gangbang Championship, but your mom's got that title all locked up. So, we've also got another match, I guess, to actually start off. Apparently, Joe Boxer is threatening to fire Rain for reasons that I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm totally lost on this one.
So, I wish I could care. Speaking of RXW, Rain is threatening to be fired. That two-timing son of a bitch.
Hey, well, maybe Boxer's gotten tired of him. I don't know.
I've known
Rain for a damn long time, and he is a great man. And if he's going to talk shit about you, I'm going to stand and applaud him and support what he does. Because who doesn't talk shit about you, Rob? I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Let's be blunt.
I thought that Rain was a woman for quite a while. Anyway, we had Alex Wilkie, your old BFF, versus...
Well, on a side note...
Yes.
Considering you thought Rain was a woman and considering my mom was a lesbian for the majority of your life, I'm assuming she thought you were a woman too for a while.
That's fine with me.
It must be your eyes. They're so delicate.
Well, it's probably my my hair, actually. I don't want to really talk about that, though. I've got some stories, but it's not Rob time right now. It's Rampage time. So we got Alex Wilkie, Grade A Alex Wilkie, taking on Sabine. No, I'm pretty sure that Psycho Sandra said it was Sabine.
No, it's Sabine.
Why the fuck did she say it was Sabine?
Bitch.
Actually, I think it's Sabina. You know, it's like Sabrina, but without the R. Sabina.
Well, somebody told me it was Sabine, because I'm like, I don't even know how to pronounce that. That's just fucking bizarre.
That sounds like salad dressing.
Well, all right, so, you know...
We're going with Sabina, until she says otherwise.
All right. Okay, fine. All right, Sabina.
This girl is fucking wicked.
Fucking wicked. So, why don't you talk about this match real quick, McNasty? I'm going to do some,
don't finish it. Don't finish the thought, please. Spare us. Okay. Honestly, I don't know what to call this. This really wasn't that much of a match when you say Cam. I mean, it just seemed like it was the new girl showing off. Wilkie seemed a little overconfident, and... I do have to admit I'm a little envious. She got her legs around his neck, and that's pretty much where they stayed for the rest of the match. So, I mean, if you're going to be in pain, that's a pretty good place to be.
And she didn't give up at all. She didn't even let go when she was supposed to. She's a very vicious young woman, and she's going to – I mean, if you watched what she did this week and then what she did in the match, she's probably going to go a long way.
I definitely think she might soon. Sad that the only thing that's going to stand in her way is her disregard, because she had this match potentially. I'd say that. Wilkie, I'm sorry, dude, but you got a little cocky this time. Looks like that girl had your number, but she got a little, I don't know if she got a little overzealous. She got lost in the moment, the overwhelmingness of all the fans or what, but that she held till the ref's 5 count, completely just disregarded it, completely ignored him, and Wilkie gets a win via disqualification when she won't let go. But something even more, you know, even a little more interesting happens afterwards when you say Cam.
Yeah, just a little bit.
For some reason, you decide that you gotta. It's really
wait.
Really
for
manly.
Some reason, did you forget last week?
It takes a It takes a real fucking man to attack someone after they've been put down, wouldn't you say? I mean, you have to switch.
Yeah, you talked to Wilkie about that. Don't you remember last week? Did you pay attention at all to what he did last week to my wife and I?
No, I really did not, because honestly, okay, I didn't
then.
Give a fuck flip. But I
well, then I don't really get, I don't give a fuck either about what he, what I did. Go to the technical difficulty music, it's better.
La 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 la.
I just basically evened the playing field there, McNasty. Deal with it. Or next time it'll be you.
Hey, yeah, when you just screw with someone's chess pieces when they turn their head, that's real manly.
yes, okay.
Cry up a storm, McNasty. Cry up a storm.
So I've got it on good authority. It is apparently Sabina, like you were saying.
Yes.
Like Sabrina without the R. I just double-checked it, because that's the kind of person I am. I was going to say journalist. I'm not really a journalist. But so, all right. So now that we've got all of that out of the way, Alex Wilkie won by disqualification. And
not going to call it much of a win.
No.
We get to more blabbing from Matt Engel, Price, Dead End, and Kane.
There we go. More. Oh, you know what? And that leads us right into Matthew Engel. And if you noticed, I don't know if anybody, did anybody but me notice how he was introduced as the virus. The big chrono on the screen just said Matthew Engel. But Eric Emerson called him the virus Matthew Engel. That makes me sad. Why is he got to go and steal Rio in his name? That's wrong.
You gotta
Emerson
watch out.
Probably just wasn't caught up with all the details. That's all.
Should really get him on that before we get some sort of copyright infringement going here.
Yeah. So, anyway, facing the almighty Phoenix. And in what some people might call an upset. Might call an upset. I don't know. But
most of us will.
All right, fine. The Phoenix won.
I'd call it an abortion, honestly, but...
So right now, it appears that the Phoenix is really good at winning non-title matches. So we'll see how he fares at Farewell to Arms. That's pretty much going to be that. And I think this is actually the first time in I don't know how long that I actually left the match by walking up the ramp. So that was exciting.
I don't remember the last time I saw that.
Yeah, normally people have been dragging me underneath the ring, and that didn't happen this week. So
well, it seems everybody had their attention on something else, and you were left out in the cold.
That's whatever. I won a big match. That was, I beat the Intercontinental Champion, the default number one contender. I beat him. So, you know.
Put you rightfully in spot number two.
There you go. And as a wise man has been known to say, put that in your pipe and smoke it, fucking Matthew Engel.
I don't know if they quoted it exactly like that all the time, but all right.
Yeah, you know that. No, that was in the Bible. That was in the Bible. That was Zebediah, book 14, verse 31. So, There you go.
You should preach.
He does preach quite a lot. Thank you.
Yes. So, and then Razor comes out. What does Razor have to say here? That next week, in order to celebrate Independence Day in America, if you're a Canadian, then you go to hell. The MOA will be taken on Corey Lazarus, Jimmy Flynn, and Nightmare. Ooh, except, well, we'll talk about that a little later. We had a PWA Television Championship match between Psycho Sander, the champion, taking on Chameleon.
Yep.
So tell us about this one.
Instead of the normal orgy of love, it was an orgy of pain. But it was
hey, go ahead. You guys talk about it. I was in it. I already know what all happened. I'd like to hear it from a different source.
Well, I would like to tell you, but I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention.
I got a second. I was a little disturbed by y'all's promos, and it just sort of like made me want to blindfold myself and just scrub until my skin came off.
Oh, well, it's just because you get nothing, boy.
No, actually, it's just because I don't tend to watch Jerry Springer or such relationships that would be on there.
Why? That's most of the PWA every week anyway.
Eh.
No, this was definitely a much more competitive match than I think that anybody was really expecting. That would be fair to say.
We pretty much said we were going to have a really competitive, fair match, go all out. And like Sandra said last week, instead of killing me like she would just about anybody else, she was ready for a good, solid, you know, straight-up match.
Yeah,
and that's what we gave.
But we didn't believe that. So.
Well, now you should.
No, we don't.
Okay, fine.
I was expecting the censors to jump on when someone started getting humped in the middle of the ring.
No, we save that for the celebration after. Thank you.
Yeah. So, all right, there we go. Anyway, so we got a new television champion in Chameleon. You know,
my first PWA title in 6 years.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. Still waiting. And then
Wilkie and Fire come out after the match. So, you know, now Wilkie's two up on me. So, McNasty, are you happy? Huh? Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Anything that involves you getting driven down.
Yeah, well.
Well, then you should have liked the promos with Sandra and I.
At least Rob didn't make a mom joke.
Well, keep reminding him and he will.
Yeah.
I expected something hardly, but Rob dropped the ball. So let's move on because he lost his shot. Moving on, we got Riona Langley taking on Kim Clark.
No. Back it up, McNasty. We got something big in the backstage area going on. This is important. Let's go back.
Oh, I thought you already discussed Alex and Fire.
No, after that. You really are not paying attention.
Alex, Fire, Kumquat Kid, Riona. That's what I see. I jumped a match.
What about Wild Child and Nightmare?
I jumped a match. I'm ringing. Pardon me, ladies. I gotta go take a phone call outside of the office. Excuse me.
Hurry it up.
You let him bring his cell phone in? Oh, God.
What am I supposed to pat him down before? Because I don't want to touch him. I'm not
going to
touch
him. You're going to in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
okay. So tell us about Wild Child and Nightmare.
I didn't see what happened. All right.
Not much.
That's let's see. I do have a transcript here in front of me. Nightmare, welcome back to the PWA. It's been a while. And then Renfro's like, oh, is that? And McDaniel's like, yes, it is. And I thought she had been banned from the PWA. And Wildchild was like, thanks, Jonathan. It's good to be back home. And that was that pretty much it?
That was pretty much that.
I'm sorry. Then Nightmare's all like, can you sense all the confusion and turmoil over your return? And Wildchild's all like, yes. Yes, I can. And it smells so sweet. There we go. That was a dramatic reading by Rob Robinson. I hope you enjoyed that.
I think I'm out for a few seconds because I can't stop laughing inside.
You know, our next match was a non-title match between world champion Martin McNasty and I don't know even how this happened. Corey Lazarus III. So that would be like Corey Lazarus' grandson. So I don't know if he's got like a time machine. I don't know how this worked, but I'm fucking amazed. So
I believe this is their third match.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, so it's not Corey Lazarus III.
Oh, Rob, I got something special for you later, dude.
Oh, Rob, we should have gotten through this before he came back.
Yeah. So
he should have locked the door, but you fuckers screwed up and let me back in.
No, wait, I've got to. So maybe you
didn't let you in.
Was this your third match with Corey Lazarus, or were you fighting Corey Lazarus III?
This is actually my fifth match with Corey Lazarus, I believe.
Singles match.
So who's Corey Lazarus III?
I don't know. Did he use a time machine?
That's what I said.
Very good, you two. You're on the same page for once. But you're both wrong. This is just the third singles match between McNasty and Lazarus.
Okay. Well, anyway, Lazarus is out looking for revenge because, of course, McNasty took his world title. McNasty's looking to prove that he's not just a fluke champion.
Oh, we don't know. I'm not a buddy. I beat Lazarus like 6 times now, so it really doesn't bother me.
And at the end of the day, it turns out he's a fluke champion, and Corey Lazarus got his revenge. But not real good revenge, like crap revenge, because good revenge would entail getting your title back.
Congratulations for you. You won the match when it didn't matter.
Yes.
Great job.
Yeah.
Keep going. Feel proud.
Oh, it might matter in the future there.
Not likely. I mean, Corey
Actually, both of you had better pay attention to this, because this is going to put Corey Lazarus right back up in the main event, and
that's
one of
fine.
You two may very well be facing him in the near future,
it
will be for the title.
Because if Lazarus wants that title back, he's going to be coming to the Phoenix to get it. And really, the Phoenix and Corey Lazarus have a bit of history here in the PWA, and that I think would be an exciting match, a rematch from Who's the Man, with something more prestigious on the line. What are you talking about, McNasty?
I say that Razor and Camille need to get over this. They're making Corey Lazarus into a tyrant. I'm pretty sure he's going to be the guy in PWA who no one can get over, because his face is always plastered on that main event when someone else who should be coming up should be getting a chance can't, because Corey Lazarus can't get his damn ass out of the main event even though he can't win the damn thing.
Well, now, to be fair, it's not like Corey Lazarus has really been in the main event all that much. And believe me, I would know, because I have been in the main event. And I haven't faced Corey Lazarus since Who's the Man. He's certainly not been in the main event.
Oh, he has, because I've been in the main event with him quite a few times now, buddy.
I don't think so, because you haven't been in nearly as many main events as I have. Do you remember last week, 2 weeks ago now, when we counted?
Want me to count the main events that me and Corey Lazarus have been in? Because I'm pretty sure it's up at about 6 or 7.
You're making my head hurt. How can you be in 6 or 7 main events together when this is only your third singles match, and you just said it was like only your fifth match?
It was the champs versus challengers match when we were on the same side.
Okay. I don't really care.
Yeah, what do you care about?
That's what
I thought.
Sorry for the interruption.
No,
we were experiencing technical difficulties.
This is very
soothing.
This is nice.
Yeah, Rob, I feel for you on this one.
Okay.
All I want to say to that is thank you for reminding me that music used to be on Freakazoid. Okay, I'm good now.
I didn't know that. I never saw
it. Yes, it was on Freakazoid.
Okay. Anyway. And then we close out the show with the PWA Grizzly Beard title match with champion Rowan Langley versus Mango, the he who shall not be named. And what kind of match was this? Oh, he's from Dade City, Florida. You know, that's just kind of down south a little bit from me. I'm trying to look. What kind of match is this? What's the fucking gimmick?
Apparently there is no.
A beer match. What?
Apparently Riona never got around to deciding what this match was going to be.
Oh.
And so it was announced as a regular match, and in the end, I think it bit her in the ass.
Well, then the match better get checked. That's all I'm saying.
I say we call him Mulligan. I mean, shit, there's no stipulation. It's not a real Grizzly Bear title match.
There we go. Because, you know, Riona, as of this week, was the longest reigning champion in PWA, current PWA era history. But, of course, that doesn't really matter, because now we've got a new Grizzly Bear champion in Mango. So, very, very exciting.
You can say Ryan Lewis.
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to dignify him with a name. Actually, we're going to call him the Herpes Kid, because he was in the ring.
All over virus.
Yeah.
He touched Riona's belt.
Yeah, he's wearing the belt. He's got the herpes. So I'll tell you
I got to say this also, that the PWA Rampage, the entire event, ended without any MOA crap at the end. That's a big thing, too.
That's always nice. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a real quick break. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about what's coming up next week on Rampage. Is there chaos next week?
No.
No chaos, but there is a Rampage. And then, of course, a Farewell to Arms. So stick around. and we are back. It's time for the big, you know, the part.
Preview.
Yeah, there you go, the preview. I was going to say the big part where we talk about shit that's going to happen in the near future. So next week on Rampage is a, there's no chaos due to the 4th of July. So we're just going to have a few matches here. We're going to have a Scar versus
Sabina.
Sabina.
It's very difficult for me to get my head around that now. Sabina.
And yeah. Not feeling good for Scar, considering he is the new Kyle Stevenson.
There you go.
Kyle Stevenson in your eyes. So we're definitely going with Sabina.
Is that like a Peter Gabriel reference? I don't get that at all. We got the Phoenix versus Grim Reaper, and in the Grim Reaper trying to steal a little bit of my thunder. If the Grim Reaper loses, then he must retire.
Retire. Yeah, we got way too many retirement matches this month.
Yeah, it's kind of
a basket.
Well, he saw the success that I got with it, but the thing is, he's got his timing is off. See, I'm getting a world title match, or I retire, and now. He should have waited a couple of weeks, and then he could have faced me for the title. But, you know, that's apparently not been his real strong. And, you know, he's had it out for me for at least several weeks now, even going back to before the last pay-per-view event where I faced him in that tag team elimination match. So, yeah.
That's the other thing. Even if he loses, he must be thinking strategically because he's going to get a fruit basket before you do, Rob. When he loses, they're
going
to ship him.
He's going for the fresh fruit.
I see. Well, speaking of a fruit basket, we got Mango versus Deacon Frost. I guess this would be a Grizzly Bear title match, yay or nay?
No.
No title match, no. Then. Fuck you. Fuck you, Deacon Frost. Right.
Hey,
pointy
don't talk shit to Frost. That guy's not all that bad.
I'm afraid of him. I'm not going to lie to you. We got
damn
Chameleon
right
and Sandra taking on Alex Wilkie and Fire.
That would be fun.
It's a battle of the blonde bitches taking on the bimbos. Wow.
Yeah. We got the MOA, as we previously discussed, taking on, which is Matthew Engel, Graham Kane, and Impulse, taking on Corey Lazarus, Nightmare, and or Jamie Flynn.
Who is this Impulse guy?
Somebody new, I guess.
No, that was actually, first he was Kid Flash, and then became Impulse, and then some shit happened, and he got artificially aged, and then he became the actual Flash.
And then he died when the Black Flash got him. Yeah, nice
there you
one,
go.
Right?
Okay.
You do notice something interesting about Rampage, okay? Mark McNasty takes the week off.
Well,
hey, I can't help.
Well, you're in a match where you're facing the guy who's been after you for a month now. They are Phoenix, and yet
yeah.
McNasty needs to take the break from this week's show so he can at least get back to I don't know what about 80% when he faces you at the pay per view.
You know what? It's not my fault that people are so envious of my talent and my ability and my title that they try to hurt me to the point where I need to occasionally take a week to heal. I mean, I've had two fucking broken noses in less than a month and a half. Now, my face is my moneymaker, buddy, and you can treat your business how you want, but when my face is my business, I need to take care of it.
Your face isn't your business. You're the world champion, so wrestling is your business. Fucker.
I just think that, you know, the week before a major pay-per-view event where your world title is on the line, the last thing you should be doing is sitting at home. You should be there promoting.
Rob is going to be in a match letting this Grim Reaper try to tear him apart. Well, I'm going to be in my bed enjoying hot chocolate, watching SpongeBob, and I will be perfectly fine and healed by the time I come back while Rob is going to be hurting.
Wait a minute.
Damn little promotion.
That is a terrible world champion.
Did I just hear you say you're going to be watching SpongeBob?
I thought that was Wilkie's show.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. The last time on this show that we heard SpongeBob SquarePants was from Alex Wilkie. So I'm wondering, was Alex Wilkie recording that interview for Mark McNasty's bed? That's what it sounds like to me.
No, I keep the TV in my game room in my basement.
Your gay room? What?
Game room, motherfucker.
I see.
Well, he is.
And the plot thickens. All right, folks. Let's talk about
it's all leads together somehow. That's for sure.
Let's talk about a Farewell to Arms.
Let's do that.
Oh yes, let's do that, please.
So we've got a tag team title match with the Lunatic Fringe, the current reigning champions, versus the Deadpool. This is a rematch, of course, from Retribution, when the Lunatic Fringe were a surprise entrant into the tag team title match and obviously won. I'm very much looking forward to this match. Both teams are fan-freaking-tastic. So, you know, it's a toss-up for me. I mean, obviously, you know, the Grimms are probably going to be the favorites going into this match, not only being the champions, but the more experienced team. But,
yeah, but you know what? Lunatic Fringe got the drop on Deadpool last time. They did not know who they were going to be fighting, and the Morans come out of nowhere and just surprise them, take Deadpool off their game. But this time, the Deadpool knows who they're going against, and I see them walking out the tag team champions. You just watch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's a toss-up. It really could go either way.
Okay, do a refresh on your page before you go to the next match. Now, where are you at? Are you on the calendar, or are you in the threads when you're reading off this?
I am on the actual forums.
Okay, do a refresh because I'm updating things as you talk about it. So your next match would be the Intercontinental.
Yes, I'm all over this shit.
So we got Engel,
the guy I beat. So by rights, I should be the IC champion. But then again, by that logic, then I think Corey Lazarus should be world champion. So let's just forget about that.
Well, by that logic, I should have been about a 3- or 4-time world champion by now. So moving on, Matthew Engel, the defending Intercontinental champion, takes on the man who won the worst name ever match, Jamie Flynn, for the Intercontinental title.
And I don't really know much about Jamie Flynn, so I don't know how this match is going to go.
Well, he seemed, to be blunt, like he was another face in the crowd earlier this year. But since coming back, he looks like he has a new fire burning under his belly. And honestly, he might give Engel a run for his money, I think. This might be a good match.
Well, fires with everybody now, huh?
Yeah, and Engel might really be a little discouraged, you know, because he really thought that he had the match against me in the bag. And, well...
Well, I mean, losing to you will kill anyone's confidence, Rob.
Yeah, well, you're going to find out firsthand here in a couple of weeks, my friend.
I haven't yet.
And
in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've already gone over how the flukiness of this, but don't worry about it. I'll have to talk about it a few more times because you're a little slow on the uptake. So yeah, we've of course got a Grizzly Beard title match with Mango taking on Nightmare, the former Intercontinental champion. Don't know what kind of gimmick this is going to be, what the match type will be, but we'll...
Well, the interesting thing is we were told that Nightmare was going to be getting a virus at the pay-per-view, but now it appears he's getting a fruit basket, just like everyone else as he fights the Kumquat Kid.
Boy, yes. Yep, yep. We've got...
Well, he can still get a virus if he gets it off of KK after he fought
That's
Leona.
True. Yeah. That Mango has decided to disinfect that title belt.
Yeah, that belt could still be contagious, and Nightmare could get the clap. That's a great prize for winning a match.
Yeah, it's a little known fact that whenever we have to travel places on a commercial airliner, we're not allowed to take the Grizzly Beard title with us. It's a biohazard. We have to ship it through medical mail. We've also got a television title match with the Chameleon taking on Alex Wilkie in a street fight.
Now, explain this to me. Why do we have Chameleon versus Alex Wilkie? Is that the television title match, or is that a separate match from the television
title
match?
That is the television title match. That's what I just fucking said.
Well, then why do we also have television champion versus challenger as a list to
try refreshing, motherfucker.
Kyle,
do you ever have that not-so-fresh feeling? Yes. Yes, you do. Fucking hit the button.
Fuck you.
Oh, that's what she said. All right. And then, of course, the main event. Oh, who's in the main event? Of course, it's the Phoenix.
Mark McNasty. And, oh, does he have quite the surprise for the Phoenix.
Yep.
Rob, you know that little phone call I just took?
Yep.
Well, it doesn't matter if you do or not, because that was a little buddy of mine, name of Razor. You think you know him, Cam?
Yeah, I know him. Anyway. Why would he be calling you?
Oh, it's a great story, actually. You see, I went to him and...
Still owe him money?
I gave this little
he gets
speech.
Pissy if you don't pay him back.
Yeah, he does.
Well, let me just tell you this. I gave him this little speech. I gave him one of those ideas like Rob was talking about, you know, on construction paper. And he seemed to like it.
Wait. Did he give you a gold star? Because I gave you a fucking gold star. I should have, in hindsight. But
he gave me a cookie. But, you know.
He gave him the world title. That's all the gold he ever got.
Oh, don't try and take my victory away by saying that I was given it by the president, like Lex Demise. or might say. Anyway, so funny story. Now this little match Martin Massey wrote to
Phoenix. Well, it's certainly a long story. I don't know if it's funny, but it's not.
I'm falling asleep.
All right, long story short.
Too late.
You're getting your ass handed to you in an Iron Man match. You want to talk about long story? There you go. Iron Man match for the PWA world title, Rob. There's a long story for you.
Oh. Okay.
Do the both of you have to wear Iron Man suits? Is that it?
That would be just sweeter than hell. But I'll tell you what, that's not going to happen because if... You know, we've already got a long list of things that Razor won't pay for, such as reinforced steel cages, such as Night Striker,
health insurance.
There's no way that he's paying for.
You forget, Night Striker gets everybody else's checks. He gets paid.
Well, yeah, but that's just because he tricks people. So that's not going to work.
Damn flowers.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, you know what? I'm all for an Iron Man match. I'll tell you. And not only is it an Iron Man match, we've already discussed last week how it, you know, no DQs, no countouts because I'm not getting fucking retired on a goddamn countout. But in addition to that, you heard me say retired. Yes, that's right. If I lose the match, if I fail to win that world title, then I'm retiring. So there you go.
Well, actually, you got to think about it. With an Iron Man match, there is a chance you can lose on count out or disqualification because, you know, with an Ironman match, every type of loss or win is going to count. It's just how many marks in the win column you have by the end of the, well, however many minutes Razor's going to accept for this. So, you know, if you get a pinfall on McNasty and then he gets a submission on you and then one of you DQs the other, you know, it's going to depend. It might very well end with a DQ on you.
I don't think that's likely.
Maybe not, but the option is there.
Like 6-1, Bob. Don't get frustrated and DQ yourself because it's only going to make it worse.
Also, we've also established that Psycho Sander has volunteered to you know kind of be a bit of an enforcer, and I've got a little something in the works that I'm trying to make sure because this is a pretty big and important match for the both of us. And,
yeah, but that's only that I don't think I can get it done, and I do. I don't need outside help. I can whoop your ass all by myself, buddy.
Well, you know what? You're certainly going to have to. So
I think this, you know what? This might be a good time for me to put on my referee shirt, too.
Geez.
I was actually hoping for a fair match.
Oh, it'll be fair. I don't want either of you as champion, so it'll be fair down the middle.
But you've already got a match.
I can wrestle and referee in the same night.
What if Alex Wilkie kicks your ass? You're in a street fight. That's not like a walk in the park. That's not like my match is going to be against the Grim Reaper next week.
I'll just have my match be first, and then I'll have a couple hours to recuperate if necessary.
All right. Well, man, bombshells a drop in here on PWA Radio. So,
And you know what? You know what? McNasty, I don't know if you remember this, but I said before that I will call this match straight down the middle. There, it will be by the book. You remember me saying that before?
Oh, I'm sorry. You started talking, and I just drifted off out of habit.
That's fine. I'm gonna run this match exactly the same way I did when you, Legend, and Marticus had that triple threat match. That's how fair and down the middle I'm going to be.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Well,
I get to walk to the ring with Angelina Jolie again?
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, God,
Legend didn't like it, but see, you at least owe me for that one. Well, why don't you should tell Rob that story? It is a little entertaining.
No,
please, you feel free. It is entertaining. You go ahead.
Mark McNasty versus Captain Marticus. Was it Captain Marticus he was going by?
It was Captain Marticus.
Yeah. Didn't like that guy very much, but it's not as bad as me that in the Legend. I didn't like the Legend at all. But you know, I promised that if I referee that world title match, it was at what, WrestleFest 2?
WrestleFest 3.
3? So was it 4 that was last year? Okay, WrestleFest 3, and you know it was straight down the middle all the way. But before the match began, I decided to have a little bit of fun. You know, you're supposed to pat down the guys at the beginning of a match, make sure they don't have any weapons, you know, except
Killian
if it's a street fight.
Patting the guy down too much.
Yeah, you know, but you see, I didn't want to do that. It wasn't my thing. So I brought out some guest, you know, people to take care of doing the patting down. And McNasty had, what, Angelina Jolie, you said?
Angelina Jolie.
And Marticus had, I can't remember her.
I'll turn my head and cough for that lady any day.
Yep. McNasty had, Marticus had, who cares? But it was the legend that really had the best guest one, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was, I can't remember her name. She scares me so much.
Vampira?
That old lady from WWE.
Luna Vachon.
No. The really old lady. Mae Young, there you go. I had her come out to pat him down.
Oh.
Yeah, it was my little gift to Legend.
Okay.
That was fun.
We're going to take a break now. And we'll come back because we actually have some listener feedback that is very, 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 very exciting. So stick around.
Shirley Manson. That was Marticus. Shirley Manson.
Let me be your hog.
Hey, we're back.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Yay!
That sucks.
Cobras! Cobras! Oh, wait, what?
That's it. You do that.
What the fuck? Wow, this is a weird nightmare. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so, what were we talking?
Up here with Triple H's deflated boobs.
Yeah, I hate you all. Oh yeah, so we're talking about listener feedback is what we're talking about. We got some. Hey, McNasty, do you know where people could email us at? Like, what our address is?
No, Rob. Please enlighten me as to what they may.
You really don't know?
Oh, I thought you were trying to like set something up there.
Yeah, I was trying to set you up to tell us what the goddamn email address was.
Yeah, I know what the goddamn email address it is.
What's the goddamn email address?
I'll tell you what the goddamn email address is. The email
is pausing so we can look it up.
And he ruins it. It's pwapodcast@gmail.com.
Wait, did you say pwapodcast@gmail.com?
Yes, I did say pwapodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, well, goddamn. All right, well.
Speaking of which, I went and rated it, and I found quite the interesting little letter here addressed to you, Rob. Oh, let me get into this. Oh, this is going to be great. Dearest Rob, got tired of waiting for you while you were trying to get it up. Oh, isn't that cute? Going back to Big Daddy McNasty, love Mama McNasty.
Look, I don't know. That's never happened to me before. I had a lot to drink. I was tired. There was a lot of stress. George Carlin had just died. I was very upset.
Why does that say Mom Nasty?
I don't know. But here's what I do know is, once again, our good friend Riona, the former Grizzly Beer champion, Langley, had written us a nice long response, and I'm going to read it real quick because that's the point. So this is all quoted from Riona Langley. You know, outside of her total ignorance of anything that doesn't fall in the orbit of Planet Sandra, she's pretty entertaining, which makes her a fuck ton of a better person for this show than both Rob and McNasty combined. I actually managed to make it through the show this week without dozing off, which, and this is Rob speaking now, which is more than most people can say about Matthew Engel's promos. Now, back to Riona. Now, here's a new feature to the section. This all totally because I'm sick of mentioning you queef munchers in my promos, so let me go ahead and review the whole fucking show. And McNasty had a comment, how do you munch a queef? That makes no sense.
Thank you.
You know, and in a side note, my cousin one time bought this little kitten, and it was tiny, and it was cute, it was black, but the thing just would meow all the time. It would even meow while it was eating, which I thought was absolutely hilarious. So, like, this thing would not shut up. And so he's got this little black brand new kitten, and he's trying to decide. I'm over there visiting, and he's trying to decide what to name it. And so my suggestion, of course, is Queef. And he looks at me. He's like, why would I name my kitten Queef? I'm like, because that's one noisy pussy, my friend. So, yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's pretty funny. All right, back to Riona. This is Riona Langley's PWA Radio Rant, episode 14. That guy's a douche, and so is Riona. Though the other one's an uncle fucker. Look, that was an honest mistake. I did not know. I've apologized, but whatever. Anyway, first of all, you gave 20 minutes to Chaos. You didn't even bother reviewing the match of the week with more than a few fucking seconds of joking. I'd like to see both of you pieces of shit get into the ring with a guy almost a foot and a half taller than you and outweighing you by 210 pounds to see how any of you do. Yeah, smoke that. Also, can I comment that the O'Connor boys are like the least Irish-looking Irish bastards I've ever seen. I mean, they look like those two albino fuckers from that piece of shit second Matrix movie. That's not Irish at all. You don't know that. They can have albinos in Ireland.
Yeah, the second Matrix movie was the best one, damn it.
No. Rampage review. Boring as fuck, just like the episode was. The best thing last week was all the chaos after matches. I love the interlocking mid-card main event segments. They made me laugh my fucking ass off.
Well, that's because she has, like, herpes to the point where her skin's rotting off.
Yeah. We need more of that these days because without me on the show, Rampage are just bland. Previews, yeah, still boring, though I wonder how fucking obvious Chameleon could be in talking about my opponent at Farewell to Arms. Gee, Nightmares, look, can you get a virus? And you ass-rammers always call me the virus, despite the fact that the name is being used by that traitorous piss-ant Matthew Engel. Gee, you're going to have... what? You're going to have me fight him, which also begs this question. How the hell would you know anything? You're not in charge anymore. Also, that Buckets of Blood match would be cool. I'll be there front row with a tub of popcorn to see McNasty and Phoenix kill each other. Then I'll stroll into the ring and take a piss on their corpses just to show how little I fucking care about these douches. You know, Riona Langley probably could pee standing up. I firmly believe that. Sandra's interview, well, I was listening to this, and right into it, Sandra makes me think of somebody to put here. I don't understand what she's saying there. Trust me, dear, I'm going to be the next woman to be the PWA World Heavyweight Champion. Still, it's far more interesting to have someone entertained like Sandra on the show rather than a boring cunt like SNS, who we got to get back on the show. As some of the really stupid people reading this online would say here, more Sandra, please. Okay, thanks, bye. That's my imitation of somebody from Atlanta, actually. But yeah, she's interesting. Maybe when I feel like spending 2 hours committing suicide by going on the show, she could be there to at least make it through the pain. And finally, feedback. First of all, I'm not teaming up with that dumbass Southern hick Bean. Nothing against Southerners since I'm the maid of honor in one's wedding later this summer, but still, Bean's just about the bloodiest dumb fuck Southerner since W. That would be the President of the United States. To anybody that doesn't know who W is. And I'll have to agree. Anyway, I appreciate the nods to my dominance, but overall, Rob, you're still the son of a bitch. Oh, you're still the son of a crack whore. And your mom. So, it sounds like my mom and a crack whore hooked up. Does that sound right?
I guess so.
Because when I was born, I don't think they had crack in 76. I don't think so. Hey, you were around back then, Chris. Was there crack back then?
I was too young to know.
Oh, okay.
That during my very, very young days.
You were young?
At one point. Hey, where do you think Chameleon came from?
Let's see. All right. Overall, this was the least painful episode of PWA Radio since that 30-minute episode a couple weeks ago. I don't remember that one at all. Sandra, thank you. Chameleon, you get a bye for at least following everything. Rob, I'd say screw you, but the very implications of that act make me retch more than Nicole Richie at a buffet. Now, that's kind of humorous. So let's just say that you're an arsehole, and hopefully you somehow lose your voice so I can enjoy the silence. Your former PWA Grizzly Beard Champion, Riona Evelyn Langley. And,
someone get me some fucking Vicodin because I'm hurting after listening to that.
I know, it really does. Anyway, so there were some comments, but I encourage you to go out to our blog at pwaradio.com, and you can read them yourself. You can comment there even. Or, if only we had an email people could contact us at.
Golly gosh, you mean like PWA podcast at gmail.com?
Wait, did you say PWA podcast at gmail.com?
Indeed, I did. PWA podcast at gmail.com.
Holy shit. That sounds like a perfect email address for us.
I know, doesn't it?
So I bet people could email us there too, and we would find a way of getting a message from them.
Where again would they have to email us?
I think pwapodcast@gmail.com sounds pretty good.
Don't you think so, Chameleon? Doesn't pwapodcast@gmail.com sound like a great email for PWA Podcast?
After all this time, it better be right.
And, of course, you know, you want to check us out if somehow you're not – if maybe you found us on iTunes. I don't know. But, you know, if you did, you can always check out the PWA at – and this is fucking amazing. You can check out the PWA at the-pwa.com. It is mind-boggling, quite frankly.
Bottling?
Yes.
Bottling?
Yes, it bottles up the mind.
I think Rob's mouth is going numb from reading that garbage.
No. I guess you guys probably didn't. I don't think you guys saw that Blades of Glory movie with Will Ferrell and Napoleon Dynamite.
Nope.
No.
At one point, Will Ferrell's character says, "Man, this mind-boggling." And then the other guy actually says, it's like, "Did you just say mind-boggling?" And Will Ferrell's like, "Yeah, you know, like it gets stuck in your head, like bottles up your mind." And yeah, so it's mind-boggling. So there you have it, folks. The short and sweet. I don't know. The music will take it over an hour, but so there you got it. A short episode with us just kind of talking. So yes, talk to you next week when we'll hopefully have a guest. So, see you then.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo, I see you. Pretending you got a slipper. You're not fooling me, cause I can see the way you shake.
Oh, hey, Moke, so about that. It turns out that Sabina was not actually available for the show tonight, so I probably should have double-checked that before I called you.
I wish you would have told me. I come all the way here to see her because I wish that I could take her in back room and do like old country and bend her over like she was a goat.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really how things work here in America.
What? I do not see the problem.
Well, you can take that up with her, you know, whenever you see her. But it's late, and we're done with the show, so I'm going to leave now, because you're kind of creepy.
Can I at least have a ride to a gas station so I can buy a drinky?
No.
I must be calling cab now.